congratulations. You leave me breathless. No frustrations. I hold my ears shut. I am a bourgeois.
Hello and welcome to Beer Night in San Diego. My name is Cody. Sitting here with me tonight, the man with two brains, Mike, everybody.
Two brains? Not Steve Martin.
Oh, you're as funny as him.
Hey, yeah, right. Let's go.
And sitting over there, the man with the best fashion sense in beer, Noah's back, everybody.
Ooh, I'll take that. That's very nice. Thank you.
Look at how complimentary I'm being tonight.
Yeah. Do we give one to you or should we just wait?
I mean, see he's setting himself up for the disappearing pocket trick again tonight.
You guys can see me fishing for compliments tonight. I'm in that kind
fishing
of mood.
For compliments.
I'm
yeah.
fishing. The fishing Maybe. Episode.
Speaking of fishing, you know what an excellent style of beer for that sport is.
You're jumping in too soon.
Yeah, he's like ready to go, huh?
I haven't even said. You can't take a sip until I say this. It's Beer Night in San Diego, ladies
Let's
and gentlemen.
Go. Whole thing, chug it.
Beer Night in San Diego is back. Before we get started, follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Tom, who's preparing for a return. Mike had a talk with him. We're not going to share what that talk was about, but he will be back. Just know that it's in the works. You can follow him and everything he's doing on social media at Hoptology, at Tomcast Podcast, and @Amando_Vision, Mike at Pint Hoppiness, and at A Pint of Hoppiness, Noah at Stop Hop and Roll on Instagram and Twitter, and me at Beer Night and SD on Twitter, and at Beer Night San Diego on Instagram. Tonight, we got a little extra innings episode for everybody. Which is always fun. We always look forward to this.
We love having little add-ons. You know, That's every right. once in a while, we'll sprinkle them on there.
That's right. Do a little extra. Sometimes you have too much good stuff.
Totally.
To share in one episode.
When the World Series is over, are we going to start calling these bonus episodes overtime then? Because it'll then be football season.
We can do
when
that.
When will the Padres be in the World Series?
I'm hoping in the World Series this year is late, right? It's like November 3rd
it's
or something.
The first one in like many years that's going to overlap into November.
Yeah, it's crazy. Oh, okay. They're just trickling over to November this year.
Okay. Are the Giants going to be there?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
And I was going to say, with the way the Padres are playing, I have a feeling they'll be, most of that team will probably be on a cruise come November 1st. I think they'll be down in Miami.
Cruising for a boozing.
I think the Giants pretty much have a lock on a postseason spot.
Yeah.
But they are not awesome. Playing well lately, and they just had three players with COVID.
Oh, God.
Damn.
Yeah. So they lost their starting pitcher last night, another starting pitcher.
So
not good.
Is it still pretty far out where it's like there's no defined, like, one team that's definitely going to be there, or is there one already? Like, it's still so far out that they're... Or do we just have some guesses?
That's going to be in the World Series?
Yeah, I know that's
such
a stupid
thing. Oh, no, it's impossible to say now because even the Giants have been playing well in first place. The Dodgers are playing really well right now. I hate to say it, but you can't.
You should always hate to say that.
I always do, but you can't really give anyone a guarantee.
So many things can change.
Anything can change.
Fair. Yeah,
anything can happen. So who knows?
I gotcha.
Rez, right now, the Padres could still go. It's impossible to say.
I mean, that's why you play the games.
That's right. You can't win if you don't play the games.
That's right.
And you can't win if you don't listen to this episode.
That's true.
And so tonight we got a little pill. If you look at the episode that you're listening to, you'll know that this is a Pilsner episode for extra innings. Our extra innings episodes are shorter episodes.
Just right to the point.
Yeah. But any episode technically shorter than our typical episodes, I guess, if
That's
you really
true.
Want to be
but
honest.
But we still have to pay the pills.
That's so. Right.
No.
Right now.
But, all right, so I saw.
And I'm going to leave.
I saw this one. We were talking about Chula Vista Brewing a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, whenever.
Do they still can beers? And I found this beer can. So
Look
I bought
you.
It immediately.
Look at you.
And I set a can aside so we could all have it. So what we have here is Operation Overlord Pilsner, 5.5%. And this is a collaboration with Best Defense Foundation. Taking care of the ones who took care of us. Founded in 2018 by former NFL linebacker Donnie Edwards, the Best Defense Foundation honors and celebrates our veterans from past conflicts, including World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and those who have recently retired. So it's a cool graphic of Normandy on here. And
World War II stuff.
So there's
what
a lot
was
of fun.
That like, Mike?
Come on.
Come on.
And why do you even laugh at that? That one's dumb.
I know, I'm sorry.
I just want to know, like, what was, like what
lowest
was,
common denominator.
How much were gumballs? Like, what was a movie ticket? You know, I just want to know, like, normal gas prices. You know, what was going on?
A cool Saba could get you the whole, like, everything you just
anyway,
how many
the beer,
girlfriends did
the
you
beer,
have?
Okay.
Just,
the
okay,
beer.
Fine, whatever,
back in those days, you could have six and you'd be totally acceptable.
Morbid,
it's like marijuana plants now. You can just grow them as much as you want.
I guess. No interest in working with that joke.
So I really enjoyed this beer.
As I'm drinking it, I'm really enjoying it as well. Chula Vista is I think they've always made all of us happy when we've had their beers.
I think so.
Yeah.
But this is really cool news. One thing I want you to say, because I think we did talk about it when we mentioned how they're expanding.
Yes.
We were talking about their canning and if their can, since they've upped their product, or they will be upping their production if cans will start making it out, and you clearly have proven that that is factual.
Yeah, and I don't know when this one is from. Unfortunately, it doesn't have a date that I could see, but they are canning beer. I think I even said that when we were talking about it. It's like from time to time they will can something,
but it's
put
making
it, in
it
distro.
To shops. Yeah, that's
yeah, for sure. So
I feel like I walked away from that unsure if we'd see him in distro, just hoping that we would. So I'm excited because you have clearly proven that is factual, and we can now look for these beers, at least in some shops.
Yeah.
And you can pick them up. But this is tasting really, really nice.
I really enjoyed this one.
Yeah. This is great. So did you drink all three and you just had, like, I don't know how you saved the one. It's that good. It's really
I might
good.
Have one more left. Okay. But yeah.
You might have. Maybe.
Not after tonight, huh? No.
But that's what I do when I know I'm going to do a beer for the show is I just...
Snap it off.
Snap it off and put it in the house fridge so there's no, like, miscommunications or
if you were
accidental
to,
openings.
If you were to take this beer and put it in the vegetable drawer, would it make it more crisp?
Damn it.
I don't know.
Just
that's
use
a,
the
that's
move
a
the slider.
That's
move
a
slider.
That's a question.
For put it on
that we're gonna have later
for that one. Put it on 10. Put that gauge on 10. I want my crispy boys as crispy as possible.
Crisp
I want to be crispier than romaine.
I found the page the post about it, which actually has a cool little tidbit. If you guys are cool with me reading it,
you are the research department. Go ahead.
Well, research action here. Operation Overlord was the code name for the Battle of Normandy, like we said earlier, the Allied forces operation that featured the successful invasion of German-occupied Western Europe during World War II. It was launched on June 6, 1944, also known as D-Day, with the Normandy landings, and it was one of the largest naval, air, and land operations in world history. The beer actually came out pretty much on that same
on
day.
The same day.
This
okay,
post
cool.
is from June 3rd, but I just think it's kind of cool that they planned the release date very close to the actual D-Day.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I thought that was cool.
And there's a lot of fine print on the can on the can about the charity that my eyes are getting bad. I can't read it, but... If you want more info on the Best Defense Foundation, you can follow them on, find them on Facebook or Instagram at Best Defense Foundation. And then the website is bdf.org.
Sweet. Very cool.
And awesome. That guy played for the Chargers forever.
Did he?
Yeah. I think he left to go to the Chiefs, or maybe he played for the Chiefs first and then was in San Diego for a long, long time. But he played there for a great while. I know that.
So I'm wondering if, so is it, I don't know if you know, but is that charity San Diego based then?
I think he lives here still, would make sense about it.
Right.
So
really cool. That's
and
awesome.
If they're, if he's collabing with the San Diego brewery, that seems to make a lot of sense to me.
Totally.
Least.
I think with this show tonight, I mean, this is a great beer to start off with, but this style, right? You know, we talk about lager so often, but specifically Pilsners, you know, we found out through many, you know, different tryings and offerings that we've had, you can't hide behind the style. So if you are doing it incorrectly, it will shine through drastically.
You'll know, right?
So, yeah, I'm stoked to kind of do a little, I guess, R&D with you guys and see what we're looking at for these. Are they all local pilses or no? Some?
Two.
Nice. I like that. Rad.
Did you,
so
you like
two of
too,
the
yeah?
four? If two of the four cans
42.
Are local.
Oh, what?
What are we batting on local cans?
500.
Hey, that's correct. All right.
Bing, bing, 1,000. Bing, 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 bing.
All right. So this one is, I saw it. I went and picked this one up. was recommended over at San Diego Beer and Wine Company. And
someone recommended it at the shop?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I said, I'm looking for some pills. And he's like, well, have you had Bird Park? I was like, that's a staple. He's like, party cup, yep.
I'm looking for pills. You got to go two blocks down on Miramar. That's like, where buy the pills.
I was like, I'm looking for something new.
Come on, that was funny.
I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, it's done now.
All right.
The moment's passed.
Different so what I have here is Casa Agria Specialty Ales presents Moonwater Dry Hop Pilsner.
I'm down.
The Moon and Water is a Pilsner brewed with German malt. Oh, sorry. It's down the side there. The Moon and Water. It's got a little thin, vertically stacked font. Okay.
I say we just go with Moonwater because that sounds better.
Moonwater.
You could see the graphic while I'll pass you the can.
I like that.
Moon and Water is a Pilsner brewed with German malt in a multi-step infusion mash and hopped, dry hopped with New Zealand grown Motueka and Nelson.
Damn.
5.4%.
That sounds
awesome.
This is a special treat.
This totally is. Thank you, Mike.
So thanks.
This is like more like a Keller Weiss.
Yeah, right.
You'll see what I mean.
Nothing wrong with that. There's real. Oh, I can already see a little difference in the coloring. It almost looks like an unfiltered style.
Totally.
Stoked.
You can't see through that at all.
Cool little can. Cut out. It's like those scissors.
That's the right style. Keller Weiss is unfiltered.
Yeah,
correct?
I mean, yeah. Okay. So like Clever Kiwi for us at Bergen, that was a Keller beer was basically unfiltered.
Unfiltered pills.
Yeah.
I think I want to go back real quick to what you were saying though, that the label on this is cool.
Isn't it kind of like those scissors that you had when you were a kid?
Crafting scissors?
Yeah, where you couldn't cut anything else but like one sheet of paper at a time.
Yeah, and it cut in a pattern.
Paper. Oh yeah, it's got the ridged pattern.
Yeah, it's like it cuts in a pattern.
Totally.
Yeah.
Pretty looking rad. Moon, too, over the water.
Hey, ooh. Now.
The
hey,
moon now. And the water.
And the water. See, you know what?
Moon, water.
It all ties back together.
It all comes together.
And here we are.
Gosh, all right, so what do you guys think?
When the moon water hits your eye like a big Pilsner. I couldn't figure this one out. It's been a long week. It's been a long week, ladies and gentlemen.
It's definitely more aromatic than the first beer. Also, we're totally drastically different hops.
Well, this
sure.
is fun to throw in like a more new school take on it.
Yeah, it totally
like,
is
this
a new
is...
school, like Pilsner, taking that old school style and then switching up with this. I mean, New Zealand grown Motueka.
You can smell that
on.
Little diesel-y
oh, man.
Note in there.
And
that's
I get the
Fruit City.
I get the Sprite effervescence right on the nose for sure. Mm.
Yeah, you get tons of fruit from the hops on this one, and the flavor is awesome. Yeah, that's a win. I like that.
Damn. Yeah, it's good.
Wow, still so crisp.
Mm-hmm.
Still so refreshing. Still so easy drinking.
But it has a bit more of a mouthfeel on it.
Yeah, this is a really good beer.
Yeah,
that's real hot. That's real hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
So this is a San Diego Beer and Wine?
It is.
I think that Casa Agri has been doing a lot more distro to San Diego.
We're definitely seeing more of them for sure.
Well, they definitely have more cans that they're sending down here. I don't know if they're like considered core beers or just.
It seems like it's always
releases
something
or
different. Like,
well, it's good.
But are they one of the brewer? And I'm not saying this. This is with all due respect, no disrespect at all. Are they sort of one of those breweries, would you say, that like every can releases a little something different and like they don't do as many cores? Like everything's like maybe you see some rebrews.
I think so for sure. I mean, I know their space is not gigantic, but they do definitely crank out a lot of different beers. I feel like there are some IPAs that I've seen multiple times, like over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's definitely one that showcases because I've mentioned it many times on the show, but like. I went to school right by Casa because it's in Oxnard. The main school for Cal State Channel Islands was in Camarillo, neighboring city. So it's a big ag area. So there's just fields forever. And I remember there's definitely, I think it might be a hazy or a West Coast IPA that has a tractor on it and then the fields.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
And that's definitely
that.
An IPA that I know for a fact. I'm pretty sure it's an IPA that they do like a year round. But I feel like, especially during the pandemic, and I know they have a beer club too, they started to can and bottle a lot more offerings. Rad to get that stuff out. So
yeah, I don't know if it was just the timing of it or they were looking to do the subscription model as all of a sudden to make it through the pandemic.
Totally.
But I remember like seeing that they had some kind of beer box that you got.
If I remember correctly, the pricing on it was really fair too.
Yeah,
for that,
nothing too crazy. Yeah,
because their cans down here can be a little more pricey.
Yeah.
Especially like they do more hazy offerings in cans than I ever imagined they would do for the styles that they were when it was all bottles and stuff.
Yeah,
but or mainly bottles. But I gotta correct myself. I don't want anyone, you know, giving me a hard time later.
I'll correct you.
Well,
I know you will.
Put you at in your one place. Time, beer wasn't a bottle.
That's true.
But if you do barrel-aged stuff like they do, it should be in a bottle.
Well, no, it's nice to get a nice Saison in a bottle.
Hell yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Most
There's
definitely.
Nothing wrong with bottled beer still.
No. But their cans, when I've seen them out, aren't the most cost-effective, I'll be honest. But they're a little more on the pricier side. But you're getting a really quality product from them. Everything I've never had anything from Casa Agria that I haven't really enjoyed.
Same.
They're really
Definitely I agree
that for sure.
I yeah. agree.
They do great stuff. Is that a place that you went to when you were up there or not really?
It wasn't like the most frequented like beer spot for me, but it was definitely a spot that I went to a couple times. Institution right there in Camarillo was definitely a lot closer. So, I mean, especially where it's like if you're leaving campus, you kind of got to make a plan for, you know, I'm not going to hit all these different spots or whatever. But also, I mean, Oxnard kind of gets a bad rap where it's like, oh, there's bad parts of it and like blah, blah, blah. I was like, I never saw it as a bad area or anything like
I've
that.
I've been through there many times. I don't think I've ever considered
Not
it
bad
a bad
at all.
Area.
Yeah, I just remember when I first started going to school up there and they're like, oh, yeah, don't go to certain parts of Oxnard. And they would say stuff like Boxnard or like have these different
Boxnard.
Names or whatever. I don't know what that means, but
I don't
it just
either.
Makes it sound more like
that's weird. You know,
either violent or like angry or rude. I don't know. But
maybe
yeah.
Jack Dempsey lives there.
Is that a baseball reference?
No, the boxing.
Oh. Ah, see. Still deep cut. Unless it's Jake Paul, I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Do we want to talk about that? Mike's like, nope.
I'm good.
I laughed.
Undefeated.
He did win that fight?
Oh, yeah, he won.
Oh, wow. I was listening to Ben and Woods yesterday on the morning show, and Ben made me laugh, like, hysterically. He's like, yeah, there was a fight last night, one that I did not care one bit about. And nice. I couldn't agree with him anymore. I could
That's
not agree
so
with him
funny.
Anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. That whole thing's interesting for sure.
He's a dummy.
Those brothers are definitely doing some pretty crazy stuff. Let's just say that.
Yeah, absolutely.
We should box each other.
Do a boxing night?
What if, yeah, who would go with all four of us? Who would be the first? Who would be 2v2? Like, would it be me versus Cody?
You're talking tag team?
Is
no,
Tom
no, not.
Here?
No,
I was
no.
say, because I'll put you up against Tom, and it'll be over in seconds, and Mike and I will just laugh.
No, well, no, it's two different
I wouldn't
fights.
Go against Tom.
Two different fights. Who's fighting each other? What's the what's fair, you think?
Well, we already
really
have
don't.
You against Tom, and then Cody and I are on the bye week, and then we're going to come down with something when it's time.
Oh, gosh.
It'll
be fun.
Misunderstood knee problem for me. And Mike pulled his back out a little bit. So we're just taking the week off.
I hate when that happens.
Yep.
I can't even think about wanting to fight any of you three.
What about like we do like Rock'em Sock'em Robots? Like
that I can get behind. Yeah, but then again, I could also see Tom bending one of those over one of our skulls real quick if he got sick of it.
Arm wrestling?
I wouldn't take Tom on that either.
Tom smash.
I don't want him to break my arm off.
Oh, no, we could get those Hulk gloves. And then we could box each other. Have you seen those before?
Yeah.
I have.
Do you have a pair?
I don't.
Do you have inflatable ones?
I don't know if they're like more foam or cushion, right?
No, my nephew got a pair of those like blow up ones when he was really, really young. And I got down on my knees and I was like, just go for it. And you feel it. I mean, he was a little kid. It's not like he knocked me out, but you feel it. It's not like it's not that soft. You know, you're still getting hit in the face.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
I feel like I want to box Cody now.
I don't even know how we got on this.
Yeah,
subject.
This is a topic. I don't like this topic.
I don't like this topic. Get out of here. That's too funny. Well, that was a great beer. Super stoked on that one. Nice to bring that into.
But if you want to box me, I'm gonna lay you out.
But if you're honest about this, I will wreck your shit.
I'm just kidding.
But really, step to me.
No, I don't want to talk about who's fighting who.
I have this thing on my keychain that I could use, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. It's Where are my keys? So. Did you take it from me?
No,
I just want to see
under the table.
I'll just see. Please don't. But I just want to see you. And I'll see you and Tom and Mike and I will be. We'll do the commentary on IG Live, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that.
You'll be I'll be Jerry the King Lawler, and you'll be
Michael Cole.
Oh boy. Okay.
All right. So this is another one.
Is this the one that we need to put in the crisper. Fridge yeah. crisper?
Ooh, crisper.
So this
up.
Is one that caught my eye. What we have here is from Original 40.
OG 40.
Oh, hell
it's called
yeah.
Crispy Cause. Boy. It's a lager. Helles, to be exact, 4.9%. And this was actually brewed and canned at Mission Brewing.
Really?
Yeah. So, and they're just in the news. They hired a new CEO.
Mission did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Good for them. Maybe they'll see some, not, again, no disrespect, maybe we'll see some stuff turn around with them down there and see some more beers out and maybe some new things, yeah. you know?
Exactly. So this says, light, clean, and crisp, great for San Diego's perfect weather. Drink outdoors whenever possible.
Hey, that's what we're doing tonight, Noah.
There we go.
It's almost like we knew what to do before we even got here.
Yes, mind readers, maybe you might say.
And you guys are covered in enough off to kill mosquitoes in Poway.
Yeah, sometimes we put too much on, and then we're like, oh, what does the beer smell like? Citronella. Okay. Yeah. And it's DEET.
Exactly.
DEET City.
The FDA will never allow this much DEET.
Hell no. I like this can art, too.
I like OG40's can art. I think I like the old school sort of like
some of them
40s ish vibes. Yeah.
This one
have.
Totally caught my eye. I was like, oh, it's original 40. Some of them look a little different, a little bit, and I don't mean this in a bad way, a little bit busier art on the label. But this one's like, has that old, that cool looking like retro.
Yeah, it's like that 40s
artisan
style vintage
look.
Yeah. With the Starburst.
I do want to look up, just because I'm kind of interested, I want to look up how many beers are named Crispy Boy.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Do we spell it B-O-I or B-O-Y?
It's spelled B-O-I.
Okay. So we've
got... How about you look up B-O-I? I'll look up B-O-Y.
We've got Not So Crispy Boy.
We don't need to name all of them. Is there just a number?
No. I want to name them all.
Okay. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, Untappd logged me out without me asking. How am I? What do you think? I know my password.
Crispy and the Boys.
That app's getting deleted.
Hey there, Crispy Boy. Rice Crispy Boy. Crispy Boy with two eyes.
Crispy Boy with three eyes.
Crispy Boys to Men.
Ooh, see, who does that one?
Oh, now that's a clever name
right
there.
Who does that one?
That is going to be a microbrewery from New Orleans.
Interesting.
From Nolens.
Very cool. That's a good name.
It's another good one. Kiwi Crispy Boy.
I don't know
L Crispy Boy. That's some thinking right there. Super Crispy Boys. There's got to be, Humble C does a Crispy Boy.
The Crispy Boys are back in town.
That's not a bad one.
That would be a good one. Crispy Boys for Life, which is definitely Mike. Man, I don't really see any other ones.
Stay Gold Crispy Boy.
That one's good. Let's just say there's definitely a lot. I want at least one more good one, though. But that's, there's definitely, oh my gosh. There's a brewing company. Let's make sure that this is not, okay, so this is a, like, it looks like a home brewery, like a, just not obviously a professional system or whatever, but the brewing company is called Crispy Boy Madness Brewing, and there is literally a Crispy Boy 1 through 20. So
interesting.
That's a little interesting for sure. Is there anything else?
How about this Crispy Boy?
Yeah, how about the one in front of us?
Okay, Crispy Business. I like that. That's good.
That's not bad.
Crispy Business.
Speaking of things that are good, though, this beer is nice.
Stoked on it?
Oh, I love this one.
Let's go.
So far, this one could actually take it for the episode for me.
Really?
I like this one a lot. I like the Helles style.
Yeah, I think that's also changing it up for sure, as far as it is different.
And I'm not saying really like this beer is bad or anything. I'm just surprised. I figured you would go with Overlord day long.
I like Overlord a lot, too. But this one, I think, is hitting a little more for me. But the
lighter.
Overlord was great. No, I feel like this one actually has a little bit more depth to it.
Oh, okay. Nice.
I think this one's just the most approachable. It's also definitely the lightest in color.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your favorite Overlord?
Mike.
Fair.
I listen to everything he says.
Yeah. He doesn't even let us go in the bathroom.
I know.
The outdoors.
Without watching, at least.
Whatever.
Put the seat down, Mike.
I see you.
What do you think?
This is why he likes us to come to his house.
Of course.
You know, he's like, he's the one come to ours.
We rile up the
kids. He can't watch us in the bathroom.
Stink up the bathroom.
Yeah. Break the toilet. I can't believe you did that.
Oh, stop it.
I hope you cut all this.
No way.
Put the episode
out. This is gold.
We're riffing. Riff, Mike. Riff.
This is gold.
Yeah, come on, what do you got?
You got to give
nap.
Gab.
I think I'd rather nap.
Give us like a quick riff. What do you got?
Yeah. Hit us with
no, I really enjoyed this one. Earlier, what I was saying when I said, oh, I'm surprised about what Cody's reaction was, I just figured he would have liked the first one better.
I liked the first one a lot, like a lot. Yeah. But I would say out of the three so far, it would be this one, then the Overlord.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know what else we have
on
the
docket.
That's
why we do the show, because everybody has their own opinions.
That is true.
What are your thoughts on this one? How do you feel about
it? Oh, no, I like it a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, I had this one right after the other one. They were both great. I prefer the other one, just my palate, this one. Mm-hmm. But
this one being the Hella style is a little bit of a difference, like you said, changes it up a smidge.
Totally.
And there's something about this one that has a little bit more of a depth of flavor to it that I enjoy. I like a good Hellas lager, and this is, in fact, a good Hellas lager.
Yeah.
I think OG40 is killing it. They do good stuff. Cosmo has been a second to none brewer for so long in San Diego.
Sure, totally. Well, I've noticed they have a lot more stuff coming out in cans.
Mm-hmm.
I've been down there, you know, at the establishment, and I was like, not like I was like running around measuring their capacity or
right,
anything,
right,
but
right.
I was like, how do they can the beer there? Because I thought maybe they opened it up out the back door or something, or
space
but
back there, yeah.
I guess maybe they're releasing more beers because they're done at Mission.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe that's helping them out.
Contract action.
That's cool. I like
bring on all the beers.
Like yeah, bring this. Yeah, keep them coming because this is what you've been feeling for a minute, right?
Yeah, it's great.
Are you starting to feel like your taste is changing at all as the weather? Like today was a little cooler.
No, not today.
Not
today doesn't factor.
Got it.
Yeah.
So not until like late November, you're going to start changing into stout season?
Yes. Stout and Pilsner are interchangeable at that point.
Got it. Okay. Yeah.
Well, and then lawnmower beer, season. Too. I mean, this is definitely what Mike's drinking during his lawn mowing days.
Yeah.
These are great.
When he's sweeping his front yard.
The pills are great because you need a beer after work, but you know, maybe there's more work to do. So something a little lighter. Sure. It's not like knocking you out and making you all tired and lazy. Yeah.
You might also have to pick up the kids. You have no idea.
That's true.
Yeah.
Fair point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a good beer. I think OG40 is doing really good stuff down there. And it's cool to see. I haven't seen it really hit super far north yet, but San Diego Beer and Wine, if that's where you got this, that's a good sign. That's starting to make its way north and be cool to see some more of this hit.
Got this one at Barron's.
Oh, Barron's. So even more north.
Yeah.
Even more north. That's even better. And that's not that far from me, so I can actually go there and pick some of these up. And it's not to say it's bad to drive all the way down there, but I just haven't had the time as much lately.
Yeah.
It'd be cool if it would just pick them up a little closer to home.
Exactly. Work is busy. There's not a ton of time to run around.
Nope. Not at all.
And that guy has lost all of his time.
Yeah.
That bug that just got zapped
is not
completely
picking up
out of time.
Beer. That's a real crispy
The other night.
Oh, nice. That was good. I like
thank
that.
You.
Well,
I got a fist bump out of that one.
Good.
Yeah.
It was
6 feet.
Well, 6 feet.
Well deserved. It was really hot last week. I was like, I came out here to have a beer and do some work on the laptop. I started get eaten. I was like, I didn't put any bug spray on. That was a big mistake.
Uh-oh.
But somebody flew in there
and
it was cooking for like at least a 10 count.
Damn.
Smelled like burnt toast. I just shut the laptop and walked back in.
I'm
I was like,
here.
I can't be out here. I'm getting eaten alive and it stinks like dead bug.
You're like, way too many signs. Way too many signs for sure.
The only good bug is a dead bug. Can you tell me what movie that's from?
He does not know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Bug's Life. Of course. No, come on.
It's when that ant.
Who ordered the poo-poo platter? That's like the second best line from that movie.
It's true.
Yours is the first.
Can you? Never mind. I'm not going to bring that up.
Did you order the poop poop?
No, we'll talk about it. I had a question, but we'll talk about it after. I don't want it. I don't want it on public radio.
Oh, okay. Wait, this goes out to people?
No one's ever going to hear it, but I still, you know, I just don't want any. I don't want to know that what I said is on mic. But I do have a question about that movie for later.
Okay.
Anyway, so this
I do
one...
have a question for you guys. Would you like to try a Heater Allen Pils?
I'm actually really excited about this because I've heard Tom talk to me about Heater Allen beers, about how they're he loves them.
Yeah,
Tom
lagers especially.
Yeah, Tom is a huge Heater Allen fan, and he's recommended them to me, but I've never, I don't think, picked one up or had one.
This is the first beer of theirs I've ever had.
Really?
I've seen they've teamed up with Modern Times.
Yeah.
And I was excited to get some.
Yeah.
So at Heater Allen, we take no shortcuts in our beer, from using the best ingredients to giving our beers extended lagering time. We believe you can taste the difference.
Yep.
Ugh. Pils is our tribute to the pale. Pils is our tribute to the pale hoppy beers first brewed in Bohemia 170 years ago. We use Bohemian Pilsner malts and Czech Saaz hops to try and make this beer close to what you might find in Prague. This beer is unfiltered. Please store and enjoy cold.
No wonder Tom likes it.
Bohemian style pills, obviously. 5.1%.
That whole description screams of Tom to me.
Totally does.
It really does. It
One
screams
of his tattoos,
Tom.
I think, say a couple of those words.
Yeah. I'm surprised he hasn't done his whole arm. I'm surprised he hasn't done like a whole tattoo sleeve of blue and white flag.
That's not a bad idea. Not a bad idea.
Am I pouring this one?
Yeah, there you go.
We must have really pissed him off tonight if we're pouring our own beers tonight.
We have to pour our own beers? What?
I just handed it over. I'm still working on mine. I just finished it.
Okay.
I'm getting Foamville.
Jeez. Now we definitely know why Mike usually pours our own beers. Jeez.
It's like a pour from the show Cheers.
What was
you
that?
You ever notice that those pours were all jank? Like half fills and Foam City and Cheers.
Well, I know they always had like a big head on them, but I never noticed that.
Oh yeah, it was
like they would give Norman Cliff a half pour.
Yeah, well, if you're not paying for the beer, you can't complain about how much you get, I guess.
That's very true.
Yeah.
You still get to look at, what was his name again?
Which one?
Ted Danson.
Yeah, you still get to look at Ted Danson. So I mean, I'll take a half pour in Ted Danson all day.
That guy drank more seltzer water on that season or that show than anyone could ever imagine.
That's
my goodness.
Good. Yeah, it's pretty good.
I could never, ever. Anyway, that conversation's boring. Let's talk about this beer.
We could talk about the actress from Cheers. Who was that again? She was awesome.
Kirstie Alley or Diane, whoever played Diane.
The blonde, yeah.
Yeah, Diane, the first one. I don't remember her name.
Shelley Long.
Shelley Long, there you go.
She was awesome. She
man,
was cool.
I like Kirstie Alley better.
I might go watch that.
To be honest, man, we just finished rewatching that all the way through, and as soon as Kirstie Alley came on, I was like, this is where the show takes a turn. And it
really?
Gets... And then I was like, I was so wrong. So wrong. It's so good still.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, this must be where the show turns. Nope, it doesn't turn. It stays good the whole time.
I want to say, like, that show was, like, on the bubble of being canceled.
Oh, was it?
And
that's shocking.
And it started to do better, but that's when they had like Coach on, the old man.
Yeah.
And then Shelley Long. I didn't watch it back then. Like the time I started watching it was with Kirstie Alley was on.
Oh, okay.
It.
Did you rewatch it though?
Never really with. I mean, I've seen reruns with Shelley Long, but it's not like I've watched every single one she was on.
We just rewatched the entire series and ooh, it's a good show.
Yeah, it was pretty solid.
Oh,
to
yeah.
Go all the way through. I only got through a couple seasons and. I don't know why I stopped. I can't remember why, but I kind of want to keep going.
You should.
But I have not gotten to the swap.
Oh,
like, just
you
like,
haven't?
I have not. Yeah, just like that.
Like
I get what you're
four.
Saying because it's like the change for the mother for Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of similar to that where like that was very like detrimental to a lot
and
of people.
And I don't know if they pulled the plug on Shelley Long because of ratings. They were like, we need to go in a different direction. Because Woody Harrelson joined shortly after her.
Oh,
like he was like an immediate addition to the show with Kirstie Alley. I thought
no, he
if
was
I'm remembering.
He was
correctly.
Around with Diane too.
Oh, was he
once?
Oh,
should I don't know if I want to spoil it for you, but like when Coach,
you're not spoiling anything. I've when, seen the show. I mean,
Coach dies.
What?
Yeah. And then
this guy.
Soon after that, Woody comes along.
Okay,
so he knew Diane.
All right.
Anyway, Heater Allen. Never had one before.
Heating up.
Yeah, this is really good.
I'm getting definitely, I mean, let's see, Cody's just taking this first sip right now. There's definitely something different about this beer than any of the other three.
Because it's unfiltered, I think. It's got a little bit more minerality to it.
No, see, that would be our Keller Pills earlier that we had too. It's similar, you know, viscosity to that one. But there's something, I think it's hops.
This was way more, the Casa one was a little more turbid.
It was way turbid.
Oh, totally.
I like, don't even remember it now.
It was super turbid.
Something, I think it's the hop profile in this or something to me. It's like, it's even, this is the most fruit forward.
Yeah, it's fruity, spicy, Czech sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, okay, got
that's
it.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It does have a little bit of a spicy bite at the end, which the other ones do not have.
No, not at all.
And you attribute that to the big Czech sauce in there?
Yeah,
it's got to be.
That's what I think.
I mean, they didn't say anything about being near wood or anything like that to give that sort of flavor. So, yeah, maybe they just hopped the Jesus out of this thing with Czech sauce.
Yeah, I'm definitely on the lookout for their stuff. Because I remember seeing the name, like they did collaborations with Modern Times all the time.
Well,
but
like I said, Tom has been a huge fan and advocate for what they're about, from my understanding.
And they are from McMinnville, Oregon.
Ooh, I wonder what part of Oregon that's in. Noah and I are going to be up there soon. Actually, if you're hearing this, one of us might already be there.
It's in the part of town where I'm going to give you a shipping box.
Yeah. I'm going to look it up because if it's close. And although that means we might be able to at least get cans.
That's very true.
At like a shop of some sort. Mm-hmm. Noah and I are both going to be in Oregon. We're going to miss each other by like 2 days.
Yeah, that's the worst.
And that's
what
shame.
I'm going to do when he's up there. I'm going to call the hotel and speak to the service and go, this guy has bio waste all over his clothes. You have to throw him out the window of the hotel and burn them because he's not allowed to have any clothes in his luggage. And then he's going to be like, what happened to my clothes? Well, I guess you fill the suitcase with Heater Allen then.
Gosh dang it. He's always planning. He's always scheming.
He's always ready with something.
But hey, I think it's a good idea because, I mean, I'm definitely down to bring a lot of their beer back and everybody else's beer.
Well, you're flying, I assume.
I am flying, yes.
Real quick before we wrap up in extra innings, how do you travel when it comes to, are you going to be doing some beer stuff? Are you planning?
Most definitely,
How do you travel when you bring stuff back?
My main, like, kind of SOP, you know, my operating procedure is hard body suitcase, always. I usually rock a duffel on like quick little trips or whatever, weekends here, weekends there. But if I'm taking beer home and taking beer there, it's always a hard body. And then usually what I'll do is, it's a little bit rough to like Ziploc bag and wrap this and wrap that. So I just kind of take the chance. I trust the seal of the cans.
Well, cans, you're fine. With bottles is where it gets a little scary.
I have, if we're being honest, for bottles, I have definitely taped the crowns on to the actual bottle. So I definitely have done that. Like that, you know, electrical tape that you use. I used to use that for soccer. So I just always remember that. But hard body for sure. I mean, if you want to do that extra price, you can pay, you know, to do like priority and get your bag quicker or just have them put like fragile and stuff. I remember one trip I definitely saved some fragile stickers that I'd gotten in a beer trade and I put that on my suitcase. But then I also think, you know, here's Chuck, who's, you know, been working for fucking American Airlines for 19 years.
Or the Samsonite gorilla.
Yeah. And it's like, doesn't even have a scratch on his record. But, you know, his girlfriend breaks up with him, you know, that Tuesday that I'm flying out.
Yeah.
And he's bringing all his problems with him.
And you see Fragile, and he goes, Fragile?
Yeah, exactly.
And he's kicking it to get it into the plane. You know what I mean?
He's doing it three turns and then chucking it.
Exactly. Yeah, totally. It's going to be a pole vault with my bag. So, yeah, I don't know. That's usually the main, like, SOP that I have as far as hard body suitcase, pants or sweatshirts kind of wrap the beer.
Got it.
Obviously, do not worry about temperature at that point because you do not need to stress on that at all. But you obviously need to focus on, you know, making sure that nothing blows up, of course.
Yeah.
But, hey, it is just beer. It's some form of liquid. So, I mean, you'll just wash your clothes and you'll be fine. But, definitely bring a beer out. We'll spread some virgin love out in Portland and then bring some Portland love back.
I'm definitely going to try to bring some stuff back as well.
Yeah, let me know what you get into. Well, I'll tell you first.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, hey, I went to this one place. They're looking for you. Don't go there, Cody.
Right, yeah. Of course. That's most places.
I could, I'm trying to think. It'd be funny. Like, I could go somewhere and maybe leave you something.
Ooh.
That could be fun.
That's not a bad idea. That could be
fun. If I was around your suitcases, I'd leave something too.
Nice little meatloaf.
That'd be funny, yeah. Is that what you have for dinner tonight?
No, was it meatloaf? Not.
Oh. Well, what'd you have?
Had a burrito. Someone was running late over here and picked up some food, and while they weren't looking, I ate the burrito.
Nice.
What kind of burrito was it?
Carne?
Nope.
35-minute-old shrimp.
That place is supposed to be famous for shrimp burritos,
is
but
that
I was
what you
like,
got?
Ah, no, I did not do that.
What's your burrito?
I went to California with chicken.
Ooh.
I felt a little wild.
I like that. I like a pollo asada California.
Switch it up, you know?
I like that. I'm known for that. Nice. I'm known to do that.
Now, well, we had some flautas and rice.
Oh, damn. Even more bougie than me.
Oh, totally.
You are.
That Costco flauta.
Let's go.
See, I didn't know there were Costco flautas 10 feet behind me.
Yeah. Never. We haven't even been allowed inside yet.
They're gone.
Some of that pace.
Where's that pace at?
I don't have any
where's
pace.
Where's that fucking mosquito at that I just saw, too?
some of that White Plains, New York salsa.
Where's the deets?
All right, so you guys ready to wrap up the extra inning show?
Well, I was just going to ask you a time travel question, but you already answered it.
What was the answer?
Well, I was going to ask you, are we going to drink the dessert beer?
Oh, we should do it on the other one.
We should do that. We should travel back in time to do that.
Yes.
So we're not going to do that tonight.
No.
Got it.
We'll travel back in time, and we'll do the dessert on the other one.
Got
it. I'm lost. I mean... I'll trust Doc.
It's time
all
travel,
day, but I mean, geez.
Our extra innings turn into what most shows are do as their regular weekly schedule. So that's why I'm like, maybe we need to call this one.
That's very fair.
Yeah, that's fine.
We can only riff so many times, you
that's
know.
Right. Well, just for peeling back the curtain, people don't realize we're about to record an entire real show right after we stop this one.
We'll
so you got a whole nother 3 hours to riff.
Let me start writing some shit down now.
Say, I hope you got some material saved up over there, Jack Lemon. All right, so this extra innings episode, Pilsner Night, has got to come to a close. Thanks for sharing these great beers, Mike.
Sure.
Very kind of you. This
My
is all
pleasure.
Very cool stuff. And yeah, we got to try a little bit of everything Pilsner-wise.
We totally did.
Very cool. So before we close up, we're going to continue to thank our supporters. Thank you guys so much for standing by us through everything in the last year, 2 years, however long you've been around. Thank you so much to Ron Kupka, Perfect Pour Podcast, Casey Riley, Panic Button Tech Support, Blake Zellegger, Jeanette Zellegger, Brian Broussard, Cyrus Balliot, Roger Smith, Fontana Jim, Bill Benzel, Bennett Bikes for Beer, Gwentelligence Podcast, Rockout Scholarship Fund, Liza Hopsbauer, Alex Pena, Mike Sahagan, Evil Circle, Justin Seleska, Christos and Beard Lion Brewing Company, Pariah Brewing Company, Josh P. of Beer Stash, Carl Fiorico, Aspen Hill Chody, Andy Trejo, Paul Crow, Caesar Torres of Virgin Beer, and of course, Jesus Sanchez. Thank you guys for supporting the show. If you want to support us, go ahead. If you have some money and you don't want to support us, that's okay too. Just, you know, make sure you're supporting local. Buy some local beer, buy some local food, go to a restaurant, get some takeout.
Yeah,
or
totally.
Take care of yourself, your friends, and your family. That's what matters in this time. Not even just in this time, just in life. That's what matters. So do that. Be good to yourselves. So for this extra innings, coming to a close, my name is Cody.
Or Mike.
My name is Noah.
And Matt Holliday still does not touch home, which means he's going to be a crushed boy. Get it?
Ooh.
Bye for now. That was stupid.
No. Good night, dear fans.
Thank you for listening to 3BZine official podcast. Make sure to check out 3BZine.com and follow us on Twitter at 3BZine.